Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, November 29th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And in part two today, we're going to speak with Superintendent of the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, Ron Rasmussen, will be with us. Well, he'll be bringing Tracy and Becky with him from Teen Truth at Rams. Looking forward to that. Right now, we always enjoy talking with our good friends at the EDRC. We have Casey Nemeth in with us right now, Caregiving Support Coordinator. Casey, good to see you. Good to have you in studio.
Hi, thanks for having me. Always great to be here.
Always appreciate talking with you and any of our friends at the EDRC. Please say hi to them for us. Wish them a good Thanksgiving for us and everything. Love the work that you guys do and appreciate the work you guys do. We're going to focus a little bit on that today, Casey. Let's dive right in. What the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin does and who they serve. I always like to touch on this in making sure that we our audience understands the services that are available to them and the wide range of those things.
Right. The Aging and Disability Resource Center provides information and resources to individuals and families that helps promote choice and independence. And we do that through education, advocacy, access to services that may prevent, delay, and lessen the impacts of aging and disabilities in the lives of adults. You can contact us to help talk about choices, rights that you have, and help plan for your future. We serve people that are 60 years of age and older, adults with intellectual disabilities or physical disabilities, 18 years of age or older, youth with disabilities that are transitioning into adulthood, and families, friends, and caregivers. And our ADRC is a 4-county region, so we serve Lincoln, Langlade, Marathon, and Wood counties.
Thank you for that, Casey. It's a great answer, and it really gives us a good idea, not only of the things you guys do, but the coverage area you have. I appreciate that. Now, what about being what is a caregiver? This is one that even stumped me years ago when I first started talking to you guys. So what is a caregiver, and how can the EDRC support caregivers?
A caregiver can look and be many different things. You may be providing assistance to another person with quite a few, maybe personal cares or care inside their home. Maybe you're just dropping off a meal to your neighbor or just doing some grocery shopping. Or maybe it's something as simple as just stopping by your neighbor and saying hi, or a family member and popping in and saying hi. Caregiving can look very different, from extreme care to just minimal care. The Aging and Disability Resource Center has 2 caregiver support coordinators that are able to connect with you to provide information and resources to help make your role as a caregiver a little easier. We can meet with you and discuss each unique situation, share information on resources, and provide support, help identify workable solutions, and help connect you with respite or maybe other in-home care options. Some grant funding can potentially be available to help you as a caregiver as well, because the cost of services and supplies needed to care for someone in their home, you know, can really add up. So the Alzheimer's Family Caregiver Support Program is a grant that could potentially be available for reimbursable services. Some of those services may look like maybe care through a day center, maybe some short-term respite care if you're needing that, maybe some in-home care, someone coming into your home and helping provide some of those hand-on services, some home safety modifications. Maybe you're needing some grab bars, some lifelines, some fall protection programs. There's also some automatic pill dispensers, wandering programs. So lots of different things out there that can really help your caregiving journey and help keep your person in the home for as long as possible.
And one of the things that I didn't know about being a caregiver and helping my parents and those things is how important it was to take care of myself. So much of my focus is on those that, you know, like a lot of people out there that want to do right by their family and their loved ones, and they tend to put them ahead of themselves. And then you add on the Midwesterner factor, where we just, you know, we could have a broken leg and we're not going to tell anybody. We're just going to keep doing what we do. You add all these factors on, and we are very susceptible to this here in this state, and especially in central Wisconsin, the more rural you get. It's all the more reason to reach out to our EDRC for things that they could help with. And that could include some of the great things that Casey just brought up, like some of the grants. I don't think a lot of people realize those exist. Looking at that, seeing if you qualify for those, reach out to the ADRC about that. But one thing that I learned from you guys is sometimes one of the greatest gifts you guys give is just being good listeners and just being able to have somebody to talk about these things with and say, I'm going through this. Oh, I'm not alone. There's other people going through these things, along with all the other great services that you have to offer.
Right, definitely. It's very important that you take care of yourself. We always tell people, if you're the primary caregiver and you're not taking care of yourself, how are you going to be able to care for the person that you're caring for? You know, and that can look many different ways. Some people just need, you know, that 5-minute break from someone. Other people, you know, a weekend away may be really, really beneficial. You know, so there's a lot of different options in between that we can help you determine what is going to be best for your caregiving situation.
And it's all the timely for us to be bringing this up, Casey, because November is National Caregiver Appreciation Month. And I want to get into what that means exactly, because it sounds great. And it's a great one we want to promote and highlight. But what does it specifically mean?
Yeah, so November is National Family Caregiver Support Month. So they started recognizing this in 1994, and in 1997, a proclamation was signed for this event, and it's really just a time to honor family caregivers across the country, just taking an opportunity to raise awareness about caregiving issues, educate communities, and increase support for caregivers. Family caregivers are really the primary support of older adults and people with disabilities in the U.S. So it's just really important that we recognize the great work that they do, not only every day, but, you know, certainly we try to just take November to just really appreciate the great work that they do and, you know, how sometimes detrimental it can be, and just remind them to take care of themselves.
It's a great opportunity to be able to thank the people in this industry, the professionals, the people that go to school for this, that do this as a living, as a passion. We appreciate them so much. As much as we want to shout out the people that are doing this, and, you know, like I said, may not even know that they are or are doing this because, well, that's my mom and dad. That's what I do. Of course, you're going to take care of them. Those kind of, all the above. We want to shout out all these great individuals and the good work that they're doing and let them know that they're not alone in these things, and to not only help take care of themselves, but you have plenty of resources that can help you do that. Where can I get some of the information about this that might be helpful to people out there, or that I know somebody that's a caregiver and I can make sure they get this information, Casey?
Right. If you're interested in learning more about services that we offer at the Aging and Disability Resource Center, you can visit our website, which is www.adrc-cw.org. You'll find services that are offered. You'll find upcoming classes and events on our calendar. You'll find helpful resources such as brochures. We have a monthly newsletter called Choices. There is a resource directory in there, so lots of good information. You can also give us a call at 888-486-9545, and our great staff will be able to help you and determine, you know, what direction and who you need to talk to for your specific situation.
Yeah, and we'll get that information out there again before we wrap up. Casey, one of the things that we talked about here with this subject is certainly, you know, communication, having a support staff, you know, people to talk to. Is there a support group information in the area for caregivers?
Yeah, so there's actually quite a few options for different support groups. You know, sometimes people can feel that support groups might be intimidating, not exactly sure what they might entail or what that might look like, but we just really encourage people to try it and just give it a try one time and see if it's something for you. We have, you know, people that can be very active in support group. There's also people that just come and listen, and that can be really beneficial for them as well. So the ADRC offers a virtual support group monthly. So if that is something that you're interested in, that is the fourth Monday of each month. You can give us a call and we can provide you some more information with that. If you are working and maybe can't make support groups during the day, we do have a evening support group that meets from 7 to 8 p.m. virtually, and that is the first Monday of the month as well. That specifically is for people that are caring for dementia, but again, great support group to check out if you're a working family caregiver, which is very common. We also have an in-person support caregiver support group that meets Mondays from 10 a.m. to noon, and that is at the St. Luke's Church here in Wisconsin Rapids. So if that is something that you're interested in, that is a great group that meets together. You can give a phone call to 715-523-5990 to register for that class. And then there is also another support group that meets at the Centralia Center, and that meets the second Wednesday of the month from 9:30 to 11. And that is a general caregiver support group. So lots of different options, in person, virtual, during the day, in the evening, whatever meets your needs.
I love the options. For one, the different times of that. That's really smart. You know, it's such a good point that certain people are going to be able to attend that others wouldn't at certain hours of the day. And the option for virtual is really unique. I don't know that I've heard that with a lot of support groups. So that's, especially with the people that we're looking to attend these support groups, that could be really key for that. And it's great to hear all these different resources and support groups for this that I think a lot of us are realizing, oh, we didn't even know that some of these were around. It also speaks to how important this is in our community, that we have these many support groups, that we have this many resources. It really speaks to people out there not in the industry or that may not know about this. Wow, that's a big one. If we have these many support groups and we have this much attention being put to this and everything, it really speaks to how important this is. Volunteer information to start volunteering in this realm, in this industry, because while I think my focus is so much on the caregivers themselves or the people that they're helping, there's a lot of people out there that want to be a part of this, that maybe they don't have somebody to caregive, but they would like to be able to help.
Right. We are very fortunate to have an amazing number of volunteers at our organization that really help keep all the programs going. And, you know, volunteering can really give you a sense of purpose and meaning. And so we are always looking for volunteers. We are willing to work with your schedule. If you're interested in just giving it a one-time try, or maybe you have a group of people that you work with that you would like to take some time and kind of do some team building with, that's another option. Or if you're looking for more of a long-term volunteer option, we are certainly willing and able to work with you, whether that be maybe packaging meals for our home delivered meals program, maybe working at our senior dining sites with setting up and serving meals and cleaning up. We also have homebound adults that are on the Meals on Wheels program and delivering home delivered meals to them. And I'll say that I've done that in the past, and it is the most rewarding thing I think that you can do. So like I said, even if you just want to give it a try and see if it's something for you, we're willing to work with you and open to what you're able to help us out.
My mom and dad, actually, over dinner the other day, we were talking about Meals on Wheels, and I mentioned how I had done this and stuff, and they were asking me a bunch of questions, and I didn't realize until about two questions in, oh, they're thinking of doing this. And my mom and dad are in their mid-60s, and they don't get around that well, but they get around pretty good. And my dad realizes that he gets around better than most, and he wants to, you know, do something. He wants to get back. And they were worried at first, well, I don't know, can we do this? Can we handle that schedule? Yes, you can. Before even, I told them right away, I'm like, yes, you can. Because mm-hmm. the ADRC will work with you on these things. Whether you don't want to go maybe to any other side of town, or you only have this hour free during the day or something, if it's doable, they'll figure out a way to make it work. And Casey, I could not agree with you more. I've done a lot of volunteering in my life, and there's a lot of great nonprofits and organizations out there that could use you. But Meals on Wheels is so rewarding. It really is. It's not only a great opportunity to meet some new people, to a chance to talk with some new people and learn some new stories or anything like that, but you are oftentimes that person that lets us know how this person is doing, that they're okay and everything. And there's that part of the factor and the feeling that you have with something like that. I promise you, it was almost 20 years ago that I did this, and it's still, talking about it, I still feel that same feeling. We encourage you to reach out to DDRC and maybe join us for Meals on Wheels.
Yes, thanks you.
Casey, as we're wrapping up here, let's just go over one more time, not only those great things and all the great stuff that we've been over today, but how people can find out more about these things. How can they reach you and your staff?
Yep. They can call us at our 888 number, which is 888-486-9545. You can also check out information at our website, which is www.adrc-cw.org, where you'll find lots of different information and different calendars with classes and events that are coming up. So we welcome you to check it out or give us a call, and we can certainly help in any way that we can on your caregiving journey.
Be sure to follow them on social media as well, everybody. It's a great way to keep up to date on everything they are doing and maybe share on your page what they are doing. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Casey, always good talking with you. Say hi to everybody over there for us. Wish them a good Thanksgiving, and thanks again for for joining us.
Will do. Thanks for having me, James.
Well, and more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.